So first of all, some of the thoughts are he died on Shabbos. So if he made an Erev, so then now so the Mishra who did Mahayu Amurish Echim in a Shuk. And the case over here was that he was Echim in a Chotzer. He could have been Echim in a Shuk as well. Toligam came be Erev, Veloy Erev. So these Chalukim would apply as well. Some of the mills of Kashut Darbashuk, Enam Arbal Abayas, Sheshim Chotzer, Achinokan Machaber Echim in a Chotzer Shemes. Okay, so the scenario just plays out practically that he was living in the Chatzar and he died. Shemes b'Shabbos. Mishabura Tezayin. Rosh Lerman. Blahiniach b'nei beisoy b'Shabbos. M'bayis. There were no other household members. B'mkein kima shemes b'tol ha'erev. Had there been other b'nei bayis, even though he dies, since the erev was for them as well, so the Arab would be still be effective, but now that he was the only person there, and he died, so his Arab is bottle. V'yirosha echem in hashuk, bo'alod rishon b'shabbos. Now a new person is Yaresh, who was not part of that chatz originally, and he moves in on Shabbos. And that person, the new person, did not join before Shabbos. So this is an example where we say Kimin Shahutr, it's Hutra. Okay.
When we
see Echem
in a Shuk, we mean someone that just doesn't live in
that Chatzar? Correct, yeah. Okay, now, if this person had not contributed to the Erev, and there's no other members there. Okay, now, and then he dies. So the Echem in Hashuk is Yaresh. As long as he doesn't move in, so there's no problem. Eno Iser Yudches after Neser Betchilas Hashabbos Machmas Hamarish Shlo Eravim Bnei Chatz. So we have a scenario at the beginning of Shabbos. There was a member of the Chatzar who had not contributed, so they were not allowed to carry. So the Iser goes off. Now the Bir Halacha, this brings that the Rosh disagrees with this. This is the sheet of the Rosh and the Tosis. Then that situation, even at the beginning of Shabbos, they were not allowed to carry in the Chatzar because not everybody in the Chatzar contributed. When that person died, and there was no other Bnei Bayis there, so. There's no problem anymore. Everybody who's living in the Chatzar contributed. But the Rashba disagrees and said that's not true. Once it's Neser, it makes the Shabbos. It remains also for the rest of Shabbos. Now, there is a Gemara which says Beferish that concept. The point of the Gemara really is that it's not shaykh to make an Ruvik Chatzeris Bamsa Shabbos, because only it's Mazman that it takes effect is the beginning of Shabbos. And the Bittul Rishus, we will see later on, actually, Skiris Rishus on the Goy also needs before Shabbos. Bittul Rishus is actually possible, Bamsa Shabbos. But the applications over here is a little bit of a different concept. So the Rosh and the Tosfos hold that doesn't apply in this situation. So if the Yoresh, who doesn't live in the Chatzar, doesn't come to join on Shabbos, so there's no problem. But if, however, on Shabbos he came to move into that house, so Oyser. So he will ask her in the situation. So now you're back to the question. So why don't you say, well, if you hold the Shabbos Hutra, why don't you say Hutra? So the beginning of Shabbos, this person has not contributed to the Erev. Now everybody's also to carry. Then in the middle of Shabbos, he dies. So now they're mutter to carry. Now the Yoresh moves in, and now they're also to carry. Right? So why don't you say at the end of Shabbos, Hutra, Hutra?
I mean, we're always assuming this individual moved in before Shabbos, though.
No.
I mean, he's not.
He died on Shabbos. He fell down on Shabbos. And then the guy lives in a different neighborhood. He says, wow, I always love living in that house. I'm going to walk over there and move in on Shabbos. He's not carrying any major stuff.
But, okay, fair enough.
Right? Okay. So we don't say once it became mutter in the middle of Shabbos, it remains mutter the rest of Shabbos. The whole thing is, there's a makom iser, but since, because there's a deer over here without a contributor, we just say that when it gets to a point where there's nobody there, it's not chashuv enough to be oyser the rest of the bnei chatzar. So once it goes back to the state of that dira without a contributor, which is a dira because there's somebody living there, so it goes back to what it was at the beginning of Shabbos. Now, if the case was that the Yerusha was one of the bnei chatzar, so that's all talking about so far a case where the Yoresh is a bnei ashuk. Okay. But if the Yerush is somebody else who lived in the Chatzar, so we already saw this idea that he has to be kaveh on the area for both of his batim, which he didn't do because at the beginning of Shabbos he didn't own it yet. But since he was ma'arev with the even though the Marish wasn't. Ma'arev, but since he was Ma'arev, it's okay.
Who was Ma'arev? The Yoresh?
Mm-hmm. If the Yoresh was.
The Yoresh was
the Marish wasn't Ma'arev. And the Yoresh was Ma'arev. And the Yoresh lived in the Chatzar. So the Mechaber differentiates between a scenario where he lived in the same bias or he lived in a different bias. So the Mishnah Berurah like this. He lived in that house, even though the Marish wasn't Ma'ariv, but he wasn't the owner of the house. But if he contributed, we had before. Okay.
Why?
But he ready if the Yoresh lived in the same house as the Marish, but he wasn't the owner of the house, and he contributed to the Erev, so that's good enough. If he didn't contribute to the Erev, if he contributed to the Erev, but he lived in a different house, even though he contributed for the house where he lived, it doesn't help for this new house. Chaf Aleph, Ve'im, an extended situation where he did not live with the Marish, after Gamata Leibo, Lodur Mabai Shiyarash. And he's not moving into this house. So, had it been Minashuk, we'd say, don't worry about it. This house is irrelevant. House number one belonged to the Morish. House number two belonged to the Yorish. And there are other houses. He's Yorishit. The Morish wasn't Ma'ariv. The Yorish had been Ma'ariv. So, well, the area which he does in his house doesn't work for the house of the Morish. Okay, no problem. He's not moving into the house of the Morish. Still a problem. The mice of the house is there in the same chotzer, and he now owns it. So he could use it. Seemingly, he didn't actually move in. It now gets into a bias with a dira, and now it has to contribute, which it didn't do. Even the Yerush was Ma'ari for his own home. It doesn't help. Now, if Mechem in a Shuk, if the person died, Mi Bayoim, Chav Gimel, Vi Mi Bayoim Meis, Kan Lechilik Bein Erev Lelo Erev. The field of Erev, Kimish Meis, Mi Bayoim, Botali Ruvay, Bahabi Kilo Erev. So you already pointed this out. It means, let's say, they came around at 2 o'clock in the afternoon collecting the contributions to the Rubik Chatzeres. Each person gave their role, and it's good. Then Shabbos is not till 6 o'clock, and he dies at 4 o'clock. So he contributed to the Erev, but that's Batal, because the Zman of the Erev is not when he gives the role, it's when Benish Moshe starts. And now, Birosh Echim and Ashok. If one of the Nechotzer was Yaresh, so now the heir which he contributes works with both houses. As long as he has Das, he doesn't get twice. He doesn't have to have Das for both. So that's considered he has Das for both. But if it's now it's Echem and Ashok, he's going to answer. If who should borrow Yerush based on Risha for Shabbos, if he then enters on Shabbos, Lo Deboy the Havel Dira Bailam Behu Haloy Loy Erav. Okay. So house number one belongs to the Marish. He dies Erev Shabbos. The Yerush lives in a different, not in this chotzer. The Yerush did not contribute to the Erev. Now in Shabbos, you have a house which is owned by somebody who didn't contribute. So, and then on Shabbos, the Yerush moves into that house. So now we've got a problem. It's a house with a Dira who didn't contribute.
Whereas if he didn't come to the Dira, it would be fine, we're saying.
If he didn't come and move in on Shabbos, it's correct, because that's a bias, a lot of Dira.
Yeah.
Right.
So that,
even though you got it before Shabbos,
does that last for more than one
Shabbos?
Like, if
Yerush
doesn't come, then he's not
asked,
it has to be.
If he never moves in,
yeah, that
would be the same thing, yeah.
Moves in.
Yeah.
And we don't say, because they were Matir in the beginning, Banish Moshe said it was going to be Matir then. We don't go back to that principle.
Right, like you said before, the other case also, right? Once he moves in, there's a deer in the chotzer without an owner. Okay.
Someone from somewhere else in the chotzer?
What?
Someone from somewhere else in the chotzer moved in also?
No, from the Minashuk. Okay, so there's the owner in a shug.
What different case had been before?
When he died on Shabbos. Here he died Erev Shabbos. The case we discussed before, the case we died on Shabbos.
He died on Shabbos.
The Marish had not contributed to the Erev. The Marish dies on Shabbos. And the Yerush moves in on Shabbos. So, if the Yerush doesn't move in, it's Mutter. The Yerush moves in, it's Osir. Hey, you still with the Gersha Yudorim Bechotzer. So, he's a ger, he has no yarshim. Every in Klaisel has a yarish, except for a ger. Unless, I mean, if he has children, he has yarshim. He doesn't have any children, he doesn't have any yarshim. So now, umesa ger, the ger died, nibay died before Shabbos. So, hechzik gisil achim and achosav, somebody else took halachic possession. Okay. I feel the hefzik aj shecha shecha oyser actually about the reshusa kashal yerush. So even if the act of being machzik in it was after Shabbos started, so you had a house which is hefker beginning of Shabbos, and now it has an owner. who didn't contribute to the Erev. So only Eitz is going to be Bittul, Rishus. If, however, the so in that situation, since it was the ger made an eruv, so even though the ger died, but this bias was a bias which was considered part of the eruv. The fact that now the ger dies, so then you'll take him as hutra hutra. Zog the Mishnah Berurah Chavav. He saw by Ger Shal Yedarim. Marsha Ksheiru B'Yachad, and they have been made an Eruv. L'Kachet Oisa Elish Ksheimeisa Ger Mibadayim Shabotel Eruv Shaloi. If the Ger dies before Shabbos, we said it's like you didn't make an Eruv, because the zman of the Eruv taking effect has been a Shmoshes when Shabbos starts, but then he was dead.
The Jew and the Ger were living.
I'm sorry, what? It was a Jew and a Ger lived in the Chatzah together. Then somebody else took possession. The example, if the only two people living there and the person who took possession was the Jew, so he's a Yachid. If nobody cut it, also good. His act was chashechel. But to learn with Afapi, Shev Knesset Shabbos calls Manshal Nicholas Yisrael Zeba Beisa Shalger Hoysa Dir Bele Bailim, Lohoysa Yiseris. At the end of Shabbos, nobody moved in yet, nobody taken possession yet. So it's a Dir Bele Bailim. So Achi Enarim Bo Shabbos Kimishahutra. Hava Isa really Haxik Bo Mibadyan. Why you had to tell the Ba'imid Shahoy Borish Shatei Materis Kala Shabbos. Since somebody could have taken Kenyan, it was available, so we argue that it's not called a hutra, it ends up being a hutra simply by default, but not because be'etzim it's mutter. So that doesn't prevent it from becoming usher on Shabbos.
Okay, Mr.
Hooksha
is only said
when there was actually somebody there who made an eruv. Right. And that was more the other
reason. Right. But if, even though he wasn't, he only was masik Mishach HaShecha. Why was that?
I'm saying that why do you say Kimon Shochu Hutra? Again, Shabbos, nobody owned it. So it's mutter. Same let it say mutter. Hutra means that there was an act of making it mutter, i.e., you contributed to the Erev. Then, some reason why that Erev is no longer effective, the person died, the owner, the person made the Erev died. So, that's very nice, you had an Erev, but you're not here anymore. Well, Kimon Shochu Hutra, in certain scenarios. But over here, it wasn't Be'etzim Hutra, just by default, there was no owner. That's not called a Hutra. It was Hefker, nobody owned it. The Ger died before Shabbos, nobody owned the house, so there's a house which wasn't a problem. It wasn't Mutter, it just wasn't Osir. So, and Shabbos, he took possession of the house and he moved in. It's interesting, then over here, he's actually been counted on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Right? So, since it's, there's no Isra of Kinyan on Shabbos Batsim, the Isra is Mechel Kumemker. We asked Matana because it's time of the Mechel Kumemker. So, the Prima Gadim says, but been counted from Hefker, which is not Chalma time of the Mechel Kumemker, they didn't ask her.
In this case, we would say
his
because
Mechel Kumemker. Right. Let's say Reuven wants to be given a ton of a bias to Shimon on Shabbos. Shimon cannot take possession of it. And over here it's hefker. He could take that. That's not, because that's an act of transferring between two parties. That's mechel kamemker. So he's doing it. He's not doing it for money. He's doing it because he likes him, and or he gets favors from him. Or he wants to get favors from him. You know. So you're not so vite from the world of mechel kamemker. But the hefker is a totally different concept.
Yeah.
It's very hard to build a business on hefker. Okay, but if see, even though he only takes possession on Shabbos, once he owns it, let's say, like we said before, now we have a new owner who didn't contribute to the Erev. So Yosef Kesha Yorish Rasalem the Chashin and Hazecha Kenichsei Ger Kiyorish Benichsei Aviv the Mahani Kishavata Rishus Kedisiv Chamam Hashem Peyalav Sevavai and Shem. So the Eitz is Bittul. Okay. If the ger only died mishecha shecha, and the ger contributed to the eruv, so then he doesn't ask. Rosh Lerman the kivin she b'kedusas Hashabbos hoyim mutter machmas eruv shlager. I got after shemais bot to the ruva arminan kivin she hutcha hutcha.
First case is when he's mace before after Shabbos, and the second case is when he's mace.
No, the first case was a case where he died in Bodyom. The second case was a case where he died in Mishech Hashecho. So like we said before, in the case where the Echemin Hashug was Yarish, if the Marish had been made an Erev, you say Kimon Shehutcha Hutcha. So it's the same idea.
But it's really the same din. It's just that it's flung to a ger. It's essentially the same din as the Yarish.
Right, just it's, instead of doing it automatically through Yerusha, he's getting it through Kenyan. Correct. Echem Le'achotcha Shehaya Goysis, Vav. So he was in a state of Ksisa. Aval Pisha Eno Yochel Lichyus Berbayam. Oyser Ashi Yizaku Leib Pass Arvulov. So we could judge he's probably not going to make it till Shabbos possibly. But we need him to contribute to the Erev, which we could do by having being Zecha for him. He might not make it. So that's the meaning of the Ganesha Kilo Mace, so Harbali Deer Bullet Bailo. He's not going to make it through the end of Shabbos, for sure. Could be when he makes it to the end of Shabbos. Because Mashon, the Cholzman, Shukhai, Areu, Kichai, the Chol Dwarf. So I'm not sure exactly the Harbin 100%. So you have to be Ma'ar Vilov. Kazim Ogan Abram Magimel. The Mace B'Shabbos Oyser. Kim and Shana Erev Roy Liskayim Kol HaShabbos. The Roy Gosh is in the Misa Kan L'Shaner. So the Kazim Ogan Abram says an interesting din. We had before if the Murish he contributed to the Erev and then he dies, it's not a problem. But if he's a Goyses, it's more problematic. Because in general, they don't live that long. He's probably not going to live to the end of Shabbos. So he made an Erev knowing that that he's not really joining for the whole Shabbos. So in that situation, now that somebody else takes ownership, you can't say, well, he's mutter because of the Erev, because that Erev which was made was an Erev which was made not to last for the whole Shabbos. Different than the case before where he made an Erev stam and then the person happened to die. Okay. Right. Now, we don't argue, let's say the person happened to survive. Well, he ends up not, you know, since Rev goes to Lamisa, so he was like,
but where would he stop it?
What?
Where would he stop it? It's like...
Right, you know, it's just saying, well, you know, so therefore, Rogers and Mises, so like, and then he happens, you know, he's recovered. I just say, oh, you know, I'm sorry, it wasn't made for the whole Shabbos because you were supposed to die. That we're not going to say. If he actually died, when Rambam says it's a problem. Now, let's go through the possibilities. So, what's the case? If there was another person who lived in the house, so there was made for the Geisus, who's the Balabais, and plus for the other Bnei Beisa. But they're still surviving. So we said before that situation, she's the enemy's battle erev. Vim yirosh echem in hashuk, v'en abo alodur im shom b'shabes, nishar b'alis. So the case was there's nobody else in the house. Okay, good. Now, the Irish was min hashuk. He doesn't move in. Okay, so even if the erev wasn't for the whole Shabbos, there's no problem because the new owner didn't move in. So what's the case? So the case was that the Yerush was min hashuk, and the Yerush moves in on Shabbos. So he said before, in a case where the Merish contributed to the Erev, and then the Merish dies, and the Yerush moves in, it's okay. Comes, he's saying that over here it's different. Or similarly, if the Yerush was one of the Bnei Achatzer who lives in a different house, so the same problem. But Tamachol said the Yerush Hunach Baal Goisis royally scam kol Shabbos. It's like making an error which you know is only for part of Shabbos because he's only joining for part of Shabbos. He's not going to be here for the whole Shabbos. And we see that that's how it played out. Okay. So the Sharatim points out that the Mor says that general Ksisa could last up to 3 days. It could, but when it doesn't, we realize that that means he was holding a stage of a status of Ksisa which wasn't royal to last. So now that he died, we know that he was. So we're going to introduce an idea that's not shaykh hutter hol behutter hutter. Fiz el lechera. Afim echad erev ba'isa erev Shabbos bad kol achotzer. Amela gam agosis b'chlal. Somebody made an error for everybody, including the ghosts. And then the racha meis agosis b'isha Shabbos gam kein chelik erev shenosu b'ad zeh agosis misbatal. Okay, so it comes out the Erev, which was made, wasn't effective. Achein, Erev Hunach B'Shabbos Ha'avar. If the Erev was ready, it's an older Erev, it's been there for more than one Shabbos. And for that Shabbos, it was effective. V'im kein chal Erev b'pam achas, avshav b'Shabbos zu k'shanasa goyses hoya oymer li hisbatzel, v'kein shayach b'zeh lormer kiman shehutra hutra, k'mam esim shenai dal, sif alef, ayin shom. That's El Mugim that he disagrees with this din. He says that that's not true, that we would argue that you don't see, you say Hol v'Hutra Hutra even in this, even in case he's Oymed L'Misa. We're going to call the Noyser Achi Arvilov. Call the Noyser Achi Arvilov.
You can't even use that for him in this particular case as well?
For who?
For the Goyses? I mean, there's no way out of this, it seems the way it's been presented.
There's, according to Mark and Rome, there's no way out.
Right.
Only if he dies, I mean, he's over. It works as long as he's alive, though.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, the scenario is that the person died, the Yerush was, and the Yerush is either living in the Chatzar, so it's like a Roy Tumer sandwich with a bias, or the Yerush moves in on Shabbos. Right. That would be the scenario. Okay, Simon Shinayin Beis. Okay. Gagan b'chazeres the kafifus. So we mentioned this a few times already. The halacha of caring in the chotzer, the issue of caring in the chotzer is from the private areas to the public areas, or vice versa. The carrying of the kelim which started out Shabbos in the chatzar are allowed to be moved even though there's no room in chateris. You're allowed to move them throughout the whole area of the chatzar. Even the chatzar is quite large. So not only that, you gagan the chateris and karfifas kulam shus echad hein the kelim sheshabbos to besoichad. I can carry from the gag to the chatzar, from the chatzar to the gag. I can carry from the chatzar and the gag to the karfif. The gabi that, all of those places are not places of dira, so they're not really private places. So the gabi that, assuming you have a tikkun, there's no issue of tikkun, even though you have in ma'arav all these things together through Eruv Chatzeris, you can carry any keli which set out Shabbos on the roof, can be carried anywhere, at any chotzer, at any karfif, and vice versa. Shemot l'tatlam izel izel. Philohem shall buy them harbi with them with multiple people, lay every yachad, and they have not made an Arab together. Mutatalta mechotzer, lechotzer, acheris, or legag, or the rush, kaisel, shabenehem, megag, legag, acher, samach, lay, philo, gaboy, memeno, harbi. Megag, lekarfif, I feel, now, by karfif, there's a new prat that even with enclosed, if it's too large, Chazal said you can't carry in a carpet which is too large because it's not a place of dirub in general. So Chazal said, look, that looks like a Rishasar, that looks like a Carmelis, and they answered it. But that's a separate issue. Shani Yosim Mitzvahim. If it's a karfif which there is a bias which opens into it, so and the bias was there first. So it's called Hook of Ladira. See, even though the carpet itself, which enclosed, is larger than a base of Siam, it's also mutter to carry. You can carry out to a Mavi as long as it's enclosed properly, which means a Lechi or a Kara. Feel the Arab, even though there was no Arab amongst these places. Now, furthermore, Valva Pisha, Arabu Bene Achotzel Atzman. The item is starting out in Chotzel number one, we're carrying it to Chotzel number two. The people in the Chatzah number one made an Erev. People in Chatzah number two made an Erev amongst themselves. So there are Kalim in the Chatzah which came from the Batim. Those you cannot carry to another Chatzah. So anything which they took out of the house into the Chatzah on Shabbos, being Shabbos was in the house, that may not be transported to another Chatzah. The Kalim which sat on Shabbos in the Chatzah may be transported. We don't say we're going to ask it because you might mix them up. I'll be the Shkiki money the Batim in Chatzah. So you have kelim from the homes in now in the chatzar on Shabbos. Mutatal to kelim sheshabbos to bechatzar zu lechatzar cheres. You let it carry kelim which started out Shabbos in the chatzar to another chatzar. But chashidin shami yitalto kam kelim sheshabbos to bebayis lechatzar cheres and the gag of the carpet. We're not worried about him mixing it up and carrying from one place to another place. The kelim from the bayis to other places. We say he remains. I mean, Pashas, the Kiddush, even Ibi Bichosh, it's Xerah type of a Svara. Right? You're going to ask for the Kalim which is Shabbos Bechotzer because you might end up carrying the Kalim which is Shabbos Bebayis, which is the Rabbanah. Mm-hmm. He seems to be masking that theoretically that would have been problematic, but we're not worried about them. They'll make the mistake. Okay, let's hold it here. So the.